The head coach of the Bowie Bulldogs, Jeff Abels, who, as we mentioned, the Bulldogs coming off a nice win over Del Valle and an opportunity trying to build on that, getting ready for Westlake. And now the game has been pushed back to November 12th, set aside for that, as Westlake deals with the issues they have to deal with COVID-19 coronavirus. And Coach Abels is with us now. Jeff, I appreciate the time. Let me get your thoughts, first of all, on what the message was for you and your coaching staff to your guys coming off the win, saying, okay, we don't have a game this week, but let's continue to move forward and progress. What was the message to your guys coming out of that win over Del Valle?
And a win that we needed there, and very proud of our kids' effort. And, you know, our message is day-to-day, Craig. It's you know, be thankful for being able to play, and nothing's guaranteed, and things can change from day to day. So we went from preparing over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to, hey, there's been a change, and now we're open, and now it's time to work on some fundamentals and get some things fixed and ironed out that we needed to take care of with us, so we focused on us.
Yeah, I always say, and I know you're well acquainted with it as well, I think I might have heard this phrase at coaching school one time from a coach talking about open dates or bye weeks, saying there's such things as good bye weeks and bad bye weeks, or good open dates and bad open dates, depending on how healthy you can get your guys and how hard they work during the open date. You think that holds true still today? And would you describe what your guys have had to go through as a result of the unexpected bye week as a good week, since you had to go back to the practice field without a game at the end of the week?
You know, this year, any week we're playing or practicing is a good week. You know, every day that we have that we are allowed to play and practice and prepare, it's good. So I think our guys understand that, and they've adapted well, and they understand the situation that we're in. And I think they understand that, hey, you know, this is a chance for us to get some fundamental work done, fix some things that need to be fixed, and get ready for next week, because, you know, it's not much time. It's a few days, and we really try to focus, like I mentioned, on fundamentals of football and go back to fundamentals with our academics, you know. Give them a little more time to take care of their grades, and because that is the most important thing as student athletes. And so we focused on that as well. And then, you know, get a little rest too. With all this stuff going on, it can drain you, not only physically, but, you know, mentally and emotionally, when you don't know what's going to happen day to day. So we're going to give them a chance to kind of rest up a little bit after a good, we've had a really good week of practice, as I said, and so, but now it's time to get ready for next week.
Visiting with Bowie Bulldogs head coach Jeff Abels here on Light the Tower, here on the Horn with Craig Way and Jeff Howe.
Coach, going back to the Del Valle game, I know we could talk to you about Diego Tello and your passing game every week, it seems like, but Noah Camacho goes for 175 yards, 146 of those in the second half. What'd you like about your run game against Del Valle, just in terms of being able to play with that physical edge?
Well, I like the way Noah runs. He runs with the shoulders down. He has good vision. He's a tough kid. He's got a good low center of gravity. He's hard to bring down, you know. And so he did a heck of a job for us. Our O-line did a great job helping him, as we know. And we had some other guys really step in there and make some big plays. Cash Peters, Adrian Rodriguez, Anthony Simmons was back. You know, we were concerned that we may not have him back from the week before, and he was able to play and made some good catches. And, of course, Jason Gaines always is a player for us. And as you mentioned, Diego does a good job of spreading the ball around to those guys.
You mentioned the fact, Jeff, getting ready for the following. It's Aikens for you next week, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In a situation like, say, Aikens played Del Valle last night, and I know we've talked about this, how bizarre it is in the pandemic world that we're living in, and you've spoken eloquently about this, about how it affects every element. It affects practice, it affects play, it affects availability, it even affects scouting as well. And are your guys still able to get the kind of scout that you want, say, for example, in a Thursday night game to go and do that, even when admissions are limited, press box space is limited, all those kinds of things, to try to get in the advanced prep that you want to get from a scouting perspective?
We have been, Craig. We've been out so far. We haven't been able to scout much, but when the times that we were available to do that, we did get what we needed done. You know, as long we typically don't go up in the press box anyway to scout, so you know, we like kind of being outside and kind of seeing the game from that angle. Anyway, we've been able to do it when we had a chance to.
Terrific. Jeff, it's always great to visit with you. I appreciate you taking the time, and hopefully guys are all rested and healthy and ready to go for the matchup with Aikens next week, and we always are grateful for the opportunity to visit with you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Great to visit with you guys, Craig. You guys have a great day and great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
That's Jeff Abels, head coach of the Bowie Bulldogs.